Users of the popular streaming platform Twitch are boycotting today under the hashtag #ADayOffTwitch. Organizers of the protest say the company's not doing enough to protect streamers against what's known as hate raids. That's when a streamer is suddenly inundated by waves of bots posting racist, sexist, and homophobic messages. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more, and just a warning, this piece includes offensive language and descriptions of racist attacks.
Wreck-It Raven is a streamer on Twitch with a gothy aesthetic, and they were streaming like normal one day back in July when
a bunch of programmed bots came in
and all started repeating the same question over and over and over.
Hey, is a black goth a gigger?
This wasn't the only time. It happened again and again. NPR isn't using Raven's full name because it got so bad that the bots started posting not just their personal information, but Raven's kids, too.
You can hate me all you want, that's fine. Leave my kids out of it. They did nothing to anybody.
Raven tried to get Twitch to address this new form of mass trolling, but after not getting any satisfactory response, they started organizing today's boycott. A Day Off Twitch supporters say these hate raids target streamers who are black or queer or disabled, which is to say the types of people often attacked online.
They want us to cry. They want us to be sad. They want us to scream, shout, and I won't do it.
Eric Weiss streams as The Eric V on Twitch, which, by the way, is owned by Amazon. Weiss has been hate-raided multiple times and posted a video teaching other streamers how to weather the attacks as they happen, which involves clearing chat for a period of time and then using a third-party tool to remove those bots as followers.
There should be better tools in place. We shouldn't have to know how to use this third-party program that some person made that, you know, isn't made by Amazon. That shouldn't be the case, but right now that is the case until things change.
Twitch didn't make anyone available for an interview, but the company did say in a statement, quote, "We are working hard on improved channel-level ban evasion detection and additional account improvements to help make Twitch a safer space for creators." But beyond the technological fixes, streamers like Raven say the company isn't doing a great job communicating with its smaller streamers.
Twitch should be directly involved with the communities that are impacted by this. I think there needs to be more tangible, proactive tools given to us so that way we don't just have to react.
Twitch says it's in the process of developing tools like this, but can't always share the details publicly. It's hard to tell how widespread the boycott is so far. The catch-22 of it is the people most likely to boycott today are the types of smaller streamers who say Twitch isn't paying attention to them. But Morgan Romine says even if some of the bigger celebrities on the platform aren't participating, they are talking about it.
There is enough buzz built around this right now on a global level that a statement has been made, and hopefully this conversation will continue.
Romine is a co-director at AnyKey, a nonprofit that supports diversity around video gaming. She says Twitch has long ignored issues raised by black streamers and other communities, and if these issues aren't addressed, those people will just find somewhere else to stream.
You narrow your focus and you narrow your market, and that's never a great thing for a company.
As for Raven, they plan on sticking around for a bit.
I know I also tend to be a little bit of a pain in the butt, if I'm honest, because I don't let things go. Like, if something needs to change, I'm the one who's going to speak on it, and I will continue to speak on it, no matter how exhausted I am.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.